When 26-year-old Jarrah Chadwick moved to Onalaska in 1982, he lived in a World War II Quonset hut 8 miles out of town by Morris Cove with his friend, some goats, and a bunch of rats.
I learned you don't kill a rat with a fish spear because it's really hard to get off the barbed spear. I ended up having to burn it off, and somebody drove by on a three-wheeler or something, saw me doing that outside the Quonset, and I'm sure they thought I was barbecuing it or something, because all of a sudden, more people started visiting with food.
They used wheelbarrows and the generosity of friends to move supplies to the corrugated tin hut. Chadwick says he experienced the land in an intense and different way, and it influenced his writing. His first book of poetry was published when living in Seattle and was much more introspective. His second, which was written in Onalaska, was not.
As one of my friends said when I sent her the second chapbook that I did, she said, "Gosh, these aren't all about you."
After 2.5 years at Morris Cove, Chadwick studied for his Master's of Fine Arts from the University of Alaska Fairbanks. When he returned to Onalaska full-time, he began working at the UAF Extension Office. Chadwick said he had the privilege of working with and learning from artists and others who were trying to revive Onongan or Aleutian arts and culture.
I had a lot of, you know, generosity bestowed upon me by people to give me these opportunities.
He learned about Onongan literature and how to make traditional bentwood hunting hats. His interests in local culture stemmed from the parallels with his Irish background.
If you look at the histories of Onongan people and Irish people, you know, their culture was displaced by another culture coming in. Their languages were forbidden. Their religions, practices were forbidden.
Chadwick also had the opportunity to help the town of Onalaska develop its infrastructure and library as it grew from a village of 1,500 to a town of 4,500. He says this deep involvement with community and history shaped the writing of his book, Story Hunger.
A lot of it is, you know, me placed in the context of like history and culture and environment. I think that's a grounding thing, you know, not necessarily always a great thing, depending on what the history is, but it grounds you. I think it gives you kind of some kind of, what is it, trail markers or something about where you're going with your life.
In addition to working and teaching at UAF, Chadwick also served on the school board and the Arts Council. He leaves for Duluth, Minnesota early next week. But he says his departure is not a divorce, it's a trial separation. In Onalaska, I'm Ann Hillman.